Just here, somewhere under your feet, below the ground, a forgotten shelter is buried, dormant. With time, some shelters vanish physically, while a few reappear in some people's memories. Mine was beneath a residential building where my grandma used to live. It was a big open space, a dark, humid open space. At some point, it was alive, while the outside was pretty much falling apart. This shelter was life itself. It was our whole world for some period of time. I have vague images of mattresses laid on the ground, one next to another, placed in a very organized way, creating sort of a functional livable space. And I remember two specific ones located on the left side. They were in contact with the walls, forming sort of an extended corner, a cozy corner, a warm space with some candles around, spreading the floating shadows on the walls, the dark, moldy walls. And sometimes, the cautious silence of the nights was interrupted by a few whispers coming from the other side, merging with the sound of few who were constantly playing cards. A suspended concrete stairs was the only access we have connecting us to the outside. Basically, it was a hole in the wall, wide as a normal door, transmitting the echoes of the shells falling above us. And the community spirit was strong. No arguments, no fights. Mainly everyone working together in a civilized, supporting way. But in general, during most of the times, it was all about hiding. Hiding in a tense atmosphere. Hiding while holding our breath. Hiding, hoping to survive. This sensation lived within me for a while. Few years later, I remember, in one late afternoon, it was a bit dark. I was hiding behind the wall in the hallway of the second floor, still in the same building, my grandma's building. Back then, I recall holding my breath, shivering, feeling anxious. I was a bit scared. No, I was really scared. That moment, an overwhelming, uncomfortable feeling rose while we were just playing hide and seek. Hide and seek, the supposedly fun universal game. But for me, it is not. And it never was.